You've heard it before. The financial crisis has obviously been felt by everyone in the United States, but minorities have taken a harder hit than most, African Americans particularly. Their unemployment rate is about 16%. That's much higher than the average of 9%. So a couple weeks ago, we spoke to Robert Johnson. He's the founder of Black Entertainment Television, and he told us about his idea, which is the RLJ rule. And he thinks it could help solve the unemployment problem for African Americans.
It's just really an adaptation of the Rooney Rule, which in the NFL says that before a owner can hire a new coach or a new GM, the owner must interview an African-American candidate. If corporate America were required to interview on a voluntary basis African-American candidates when you're hiring a position of VP and above in a corporation, it would, in my opinion, change the number of African-Americans who are employed at the higher echelons of corporate America, and those African-Americans would succeed.
Well, if you want to dig a little deeper into the Rooney Rule, then you need to talk to Rooney. And so now we've got Dan Rooney with us. He's the man that the Rooney Rule is named for. He's also now U.S. Ambassador to Ireland and still Chairman Emeritus of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. It's nice to be with you.
It's nice to have you with us. Let's talk a little bit about how the Rooney Rule works and why it has worked for the NFL. It's not voluntary, first of all. Is that one of the reasons why it works?
Yes, that is. When I heard you speaking about the rule that they're proposing and make it voluntary, well, if it's voluntary, you know, they don't have to follow it. And, so it doesn't have a chance. But the way the Rooney Rule works is that if you're going to hire a new coach, you must interview a minority. Now, not necessarily is that you have to interview a African American. It can be a Spanish person, or you know, anyone of minority status. And it has worked very, very well since we imposed it a number of years ago.
Well, in 2003 is when the rule was implemented. There were 3 African-American head coaches in the NFL at that point. Right now, there is 7 black coaches, 1 Hispanic, and 5 general managers who are minorities as well. So, yeah, it's worked pretty well. But let's go a little further into this idea about voluntary versus involuntary. Robert Johnson's idea was that if you try to impose a rule on business, it doesn't work the same as it does in sports. You can't, you know, the NFL is used to slapping rules onto the game all the time. The business community is not used to being told how they should do business. Do you agree with that?
Well, let's say this. If he's talking about voluntary as far as who you hire, then I say that, you can hire whomever you want. But we have found that if you do open the door for, let's say, minorities to be interviewed, to meet the owner, to talk about his qualities and what he can do, the attention moves up, and that's exactly what happened in the NFL. I might also tell you that I have been called by a number of organizations, colleges, a small college association called and asked me about this and asked if it would work, and I assured them if they followed the procedure that we follow in the NFL, that it would work, definitely.
We're speaking with Dan Rooney, of the Rooney Rule in the NFL. He's a chairman emeritus of the Pittsburgh Steelers and now U.S. ambassador to Ireland. But when you're not interfering in hiring, when you don't have, say, quota systems, and you don't require them to have a diverse workforce at any business, and you just say they have to interview somebody, doesn't that open it up that they can simply interview them and then just say goodbye to what their minority candidates?
Well, the one thing we do say is that it has to be a real interview. The owner is supposed to be present. They're supposed to, follow that procedure so that it doesn't just become a token. And I will admit that there have been some people interviewed minorities and did it just to say so that they could say they followed the rule. But that is not happening. As you just described, the number of coaches that are coming in the league, we've had now 3 African-Americans who have won the Super Bowl, have been in the Super Bowl, and so they're reaching the top. And I think the same thing would happen in other professions.
Well, Dan Rooney, the question of being a role model and developing role models is one question, but dealing with a 16% unemployment rate for African-Americans is another. I just... I just don't know how scalable the NFL's business model is for all kinds of businesses that would be hiring African Americans. And Robert Johnson seemed to limit his program to anybody who's a vice president or above. It just doesn't seem like black unemployment is going to be dealt with by hiring a lot of vice presidents and above.
Well, you're talking about a completely different situation. As far as, as I say, we're saying that you have to hire the head coach or general manager, you must interview. We're not saying that you have to have a quota or anything like that for the number of players that you have or the number of assistant coaches or other positions other than the top position. And I think the same thing prevails. When you talk about the job situation, it's another issue. It's one that we do have to get hold of. We have it here in Ireland, and if we have a severe unemployment situation, but it's another issue. I totally agree with you. It's something that has to be faced on that basis.
And yeah, we're speaking with Dan Rooney, now U.S. ambassador to Ireland, but chairman emeritus of the Pittsburgh Steelers and the man for whom the Rooney Rule is named. The idea in the NFL, as I understand it, was that to a certain extent there was expected to be trickle down, that once you got more minorities in positions of power, that might mean you'd get more diversity in other positions. I mean, they never had any problem hiring minority athletes. It was the staff members that they wanted to make sure was diverse. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is correct. For instance, the controller, the offensive controller, the offensive or the defensive control.
So maybe that could transfer over to businesses. The idea that some of these jobs are filled with a handshake, and because it's somebody that you know.
We tried to do this. We don't have too much time, but we tried to, before we came to the Rooney Rule, we tried to have a situation where we had a conference, and we brought members from each team, and we said you must bring some minorities there. But what happened is that when we brought them there, everybody, let's say from the Pittsburgh Steelers, the New England Patriots, and any other team you want to mention, all their folks went and stayed together. So
yeah,
that the owner never had the opportunity to see anyone else. So we stopped it that way and actually started to assign seating and things like that.
Maybe that could transfer over. Dan Rooney named the Rooney Rule. He's U.S. Ambassador to Ireland and Chairman Emeritus of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.